favorite Sunday of the month to know that we come together and celebrate who Jesus is, what he's done for us.
每个月这是我最喜欢的周日，因为我们一起来纪念主为我们做的一切。
So if you're visiting, can I explain we are on a series of exploring the Creed?
如果你是第一次来，不知道我们正在读的是信经。
So this is a creed that was written 1500 years ago. Have I got that right? Something like that, approximately.
这大概是1500年以前我们读的信经。
And so we're going and looking at each line of the creed and going back to scripture to find out what scripture tells us about this line.
我们会逐行的念这个信经，然后回到圣经里，去明白为什么这样说。
This week we're looking at I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord.
这周我们主要理解的是我信我主耶稣基督上帝的独生子。
As per usual, we want to know why this line was written, why it's here, and why is it in our creed, and for what purpose.
跟平时一样，我们要知道为什么这些信经在这里面是什么目的。
There is a key passage that we're going to go to in Scripture.
有一段很重要的经文用来解释这节信经。
But before we go there, there are a couple of other verses that I want you to hold in the back of your mind as a reference point.
正式开始之前，有几节其他的经文，我希望大家可以记住，帮助我们理解今天的主题。
The first is from the Apostle Paul.
首先是来自使徒保罗的信息。
These are his last words to the elders in Ephesus.
是他在以弗所留给长老们的最后一些话。
So elders, give me a wave. Where are you?
长老们在哪里？举手。
Two, three. Okay, those are our elders. Are you listening?
你们在听吗
？Okay. The reason was to explain what Paul did as a servant of God and why.
他作为上帝的仆人，保罗做了什么，以及为什么这样做。
This is from Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
I have had one message for the Jews and the Greeks alike.
我对犹太人和希腊人都做过见证。
The necessity of repenting from sin and turning to God and having faith in our Lord Jesus.
要他们悔改归向神，信靠我们的主耶稣。
And now I am bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem.
现在我的心灵受到催逼，要去耶路撒冷。
I don't know what awaits me.
我不知道在那里会遭遇什么事。
Except that the Holy Spirit tells me in city after city that jail and suffering lie ahead.
只知道在各城里圣灵都向我指明说有捆锁和患难在等着我。
But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus.
但我并不珍惜自己的性命，只求跑完我的路程，完成主耶稣领受的职分。
The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful, wonderful grace of God.
为神恩惠的福音做见证。
From this passage, I want to just quickly draw out the why and the what Paul was doing.
现在我简短解释给大家保罗做了什么以及为何这样做。
For those of you who were here with us last week, Frank briefly touched on one of the key elements of Christ's mission.And that was submission.
上周如果你有来，你也许记得 Frank 扼要概括了基督的重要使命之一是顺服。
Christ submitted to the Father.
主耶稣完全的顺服天父。
All of his miracles and amazing acts were not done through his own power, but rather through the authority of the Father and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣行的所有神迹并不是他自己的能力而是来自于天父的权柄以及圣灵的许可
Do you remember Christ's words? I only do that which my Father tells me to Constantly throughout Christ's ministry on earth We find he defers to the authority of the Father
主耶稣说过我只顺从我的父主耶稣所有在地上的年日这句话都是贯穿始终的我们知道主耶稣一直都是顺服我们的天父
Likewise,Paul, the apostle, ministers in the same spirit.
同样的，保罗服侍期间也有同样的看见。
He is undertaking this task of partnering with God because it is the work that the Lord Jesus assigned to him.
服事期间他一直是这样做的，与主同行，因为这是主耶稣吩咐他这样做的。
He submits to the will of God.
他顺服了神的旨意。
So often, we can come up, or I can come up with what I think is a good idea.
所以有时候我们认为这是一个很好的主意。
A good missional idea. But if it's not God's will,
但如果不是上帝的意愿,
if it's not God's plan,
如果不是上帝的计划,
if it's not God's time,
如果不是上帝的时间,
it will produce little or no fruit.
这样做的结果就是收效甚微。
Our first why,
我们第一个为什么,
when it comes to enacting out God's plan,
当我们行使神使命的时候,
acting out God's mission,must be connected to us taking on a submissive posture or spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应当有一个顺服耶稣基督的灵。
That's our first one. That's our first position.
这是我们的第一点。
Secondly, the what?
第二点是关于什么。
What had the Lord Jesus called Paul to undertake?
主耶稣对保罗的呼召是什么？
Well, he tells us.
主耶稣告诉我们
The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God.
对别人宣讲神的奇妙恩典的好消息。
That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
That's the good news.
这就是好消息。
Grace.
这就是恩典。
Grace.
恩典。
It's good news.
这就是好消息。
Now, if you're not sure...Or you've forgotten what this grace is that Christ offers.
如果你不确定，或者你已经忘记主耶稣的恩典是什么。
Let me take a moment to tell you, because it is nothing short of spectacular.
现在让我来告诉你，因为它很惊人。
Paul tells us that this grace is what this grace is communicated by.
保罗告诉我们，恩典要用这句话来表达。
He says,
他说
I have had.One message for Jews and Greeks alike.
我对犹太人和希腊人都做过见证。
The necessity.
他们悔改归向神，一定要悔改。
The necessity of repenting from sin and turning to God, and of having faith in our Lord Jesus.
要他们悔改归向神，信靠我们的主耶稣。
Now, upon hearing this, you might immediately stop and say, Lyndon.This doesn't sound like a whole lot of grace.
听到这里，你也想打断我说 ，Lyndon， 这听起来并不像是恩典。
I thought with grace we would forget about sin.
我认为这是，你忘了恩典的意义。
And on one level, I agree.
我同意。
Initially, revealing our sin doesn't sound particularly graceful.
揭示我们的罪，这听起来不怎么像是恩典。
But for us to know what grace is,
但是为了知道恩典的含义
to experience what grace is,
经历恩典
we need to first know that we are sinners.
我们必须首先承认我们是罪人。
If you can't get that,
如果你不明白
then you can't understand the magnitude of what Christ has done for you.
那么你没法明白主耶稣对我们做的事是何等伟大。
2 weeks ago, I spoke in part about sin in reference to the Father Almighty.
两周以前，我讨论过这个话题。
About how His name is holy.
关于他的圣洁的名。
The words taught by Christ in the disciples' prayer, shape this teaching.
这句耶稣教导门徒的话帮助写出了信经的第一条。
Line 1 of our creed, has been shaped by.The Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. One friend described that moment of preaching as a bit of a cringe moment.
有个朋友形容他是躲开的时刻。
Oh, Lyndon, he's talking about sin. It's quite specific. Really, did Lyndon just go there?
Oh, Lyndon, 你开始讨论罪了，这太具体了，你真的要讨论吗？
Yes, I did.
是的，我就要讨论了。
And I'm going there again.
我又要再一次讨论了。
In case you missed it,
防止你错过这个信息。
I reflected on how quick we are to critique the church of old.
我们经常思考以前的教会多么不好。
In case you didn't know, they used to sell a license so you could sin.
因为以前的教会是卖赎罪券的。
It was called indulgences.
就是叫做赎罪券。
Rightly so, we think that's preposterous.
我们觉得这很有讽刺意义。
The irony is, though, that today we simply relegate sin to a perception.
今天我们仅仅把罪当做一个客观的看法。
Something that we can remove from our consciousness.
当做一个可以从我们感觉里拿出去的东西。
Simply by reallocating it.
就是给它重新归个类。
Renaming it.
给它一个好听的名字。
As good.
把它说成是好的。
In my book, in fact,that book.
我认为。
I think it makes us worse.
就让我们变得更糟。
Than the church of the 1500s.
跟16世纪的天主教相比。
As Paul says, for the gospel to be taught, the necessity of repenting from sin is necessary.
就像保罗对大家说的，我们要告诉别人，为罪悔改非常重要。
And he tells us that he did this in our homes, in the marketplace, everywhere.
哪里实现呢？是在跳蚤市场还是在哪里呢？
Have you ever done this?
你做过吗？经历过吗？
Have you ever shared the gospel?
你分享过福音吗？
The whole gospel.
这完整的福音。
The part about sin as well.
也有关于罪的那一部分。
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying for a minute that you go to somebody and say, "You're a sinner."
不要误会我的意思，不是让你找个人对他说，哦，你是罪人。
Scripture tells us that's the part of the Holy Spirit's work.
圣经告诉我们，这是圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit brings conviction.
我们做的分享是我们的见
No, rather, we're to share our testimony.
我们要分享我们的见证。
We tell others.What God has freed us from.
我们要告诉别人上帝如何释放我们。
On one level, it's scary talking about this stuff.
讨论这个话题有点让人不舒服。
People don't really want to talk about it.
大家并不是特别想讨论这个。
Even in church.
甚至在教会。
I don't know if it's connected or not, but last week, our giving was down by $2,000.
我不知道这件事是否有关系，上周的奉献比之前少了2000纽币。
Maybe if I talked about a God that was a fluffy Easter bunny.
如果我分享关于一位毛茸茸的小兔子的神。
As opposed to a blood-drenched, self-sacrificing God that steps away from power, divesting himself of all earthly things, you might start giving.
而不是一位为我们流血牺牲的神，离开权柄，脱离属世事情，你也许就开始奉献多了。
But we're not there yet.
但是我们今天不是要主要讨论的。
I'm still going to preach the gospel as Scripture describes it to be.
我还要继续分享圣经，就像福音所形容的宣。
Preach Christ and Him crucified.
宣讲基督和他的钉十字架。
For me, it took a work of the Holy Spirit to shatter through my self-righteousness and sin-filled life.
我之前啊，通过圣灵对我的工作，才突破我自己的自以为意和充满罪的生活。
Most of you will know, I've been a missionary, a pastor, a Christian for over 30 years.
你们多数人都知道，我是一个30年的基督徒传道士牧师。
And God has, and is, and will continue to gracefully reveal my broken heart.
但是上帝依然用他的慈爱，每一天在更新我。
10 years ago, I came back from China after a decade of hard work, utterly spent.
10年前我从中国回来，经历了努力工作，很精疲力尽。
How did God refresh me?
上帝如何更新我的呢？
How did God restore me?
上帝如何重建我？
By showing my brokenness.
揭开我的软弱。
I needed to know just how much I needed Jesus.
我深刻地明白我多么需要主耶稣。
And oh my goodness, did He show me.
以及他对我所有的恩惠。
I spent about 6 months on the floor of my lounge in tears as God showed me just how sinful I was.
上帝让我知道我是一个多么有罪的人。我在我家里客厅的地板上跪着哭了6个月。
That was grace.
这就是恩典。
The response was one of absolute gratitude.
我的回应就是满满的感激。
This gratitude caused me first to pour out my confessions.
这个感激让我首先开始忏悔。
Secondly, to pour out my praise. And thirdly, to pour out my life in his service.
其次我开始赞美，最后我决定跟随。
That's what grace does.
这就是恩典对我做的工。
That's what grace continues to do.
这也是恩典一直对我的影响。
As it is said in scriptures, Romans 12, Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God.
正如罗马书十二章所说，所以兄弟们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，当身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is your true and proper worship.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法着世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
叫你们查验何为神的旨意，纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Okay, so now that we've got that foundation.
所以现在这句话作为我们服事的根基。
Let's turn to our key passage this morning.
让我们回到早上提到的那个经文。
You've heard me speak from this reference and reference this passage a few times now.
你已经发现我引用分享这节圣经很多次。
I love it.
因为我爱这节经文。
Every time I read it, my heart sings. Amen.
每次我读，我的心都在歌唱赞美。Amen.
Let's read it.
让我们一起来读。
We're going to read it in Tadeo. Vicky, if you would come, please.
那我们将用毛利语读。
You can follow along in your own Bible or on the screen above. It's from Matthew 16:13-16.
你可以看大屏幕，也可以看自己的圣经。它是马太福音的十六章，十三节到十六节。
Ngā wahi o he haria piripai kai ui ia ka ana akunga ma ngā ka mea ko waira ahau e tama e tangata ki ta ngā tangata ki. Ngā ka mea rato ki ta etahi ko huani kairiri ki ta etahi ko eraia ki ta etahi ko hermaia ko tetahi rānei o ngā poropiti ka mea ia ka ki a rātou a ki a tātou ko wai ahu nā ka whakahoki a haimona pita ka mea ko karaiti koe ko te tama a te atua ora.
Amen. Thank you, Vicky, very much. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your words.
上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
We pray that as we sit in your words now, that they would feed us.
我们感谢你用你的话语来喂养我们。
That they would change us.
它会改变我们。
We thank you that you are the Son of God.
我们感谢你是神唯一的儿子。
We thank you for who you are.
我们感谢你是谁。
We thank you for what you have done.
我们感谢你为我们所做的。
Lord Jesus, we recognize that for us to know who you are takes a work of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道，认识你是圣灵的工作。
This morning, we ask that you would reveal yourself.
今天早上，我们在你的旨意里要更新自己。
Amen.
Amen.
You guys are excited. No. We're still going. That was awesome, though. Is it too long? You want to end? No, we're about halfway through. I wish this was on video. That would be brilliant. You music can accompany that. That could really get it going. Great. Ah, that's awesome.
很棒。
Buckle up. Here we go. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The context of where Jesus is when teaching about something is worth investigating.
我之前说过，我现在重复一遍，耶稣教导人的时候，他所在的地点背景是很值得研究的。
The context of the location underlines what Jesus is saying, who he is.
这个地点和背景呢，指出耶稣到底是谁。
Jesus is asking who the disciples say he is, who the community is saying he is.
主耶稣问大家，人子是谁。
What authority does he hold?
他有什么权柄?
And Jesus does this from the seat of local human power, Caesarea Philippi.
他问门徒这个问题的时候呢，他在当时人们认为权柄最高的地方是在该撒利亚的腓立比。
Today this is the Golan Heights.
就是今天的格兰高地。
It was a city that was the regional Roman powerhouse.
这是一个很有权力的地方。
It was also...A spiritual seat of power.
这也是一个精神上的制高点。
It was a city dedicated to the god Pan.
这是他们所认为那位叫潘的神。
Who had supposed authority over the wild things of the earth and land.
掌管这个地上野生动物什么所有事情的地方。
Now Jesus obviously aware that there was great speculation taking place around who he was, asks, who do people say I am?
耶稣很清楚大家都在猜测他是谁的时候他问了这句话
On the surface, there is a number of responses
有很多很多的回答
One is a physical power A messiah that operates on an earthly position of power
其中有一种回答就是说像是领军队有权柄的这个君王一样
Like the Romans in the local garrison of Caesar Philippi
就像这个罗马的军队
Or a spiritual power
或者精神上的一个
，One that contrasts the God of Pan
与他们那个叫潘的神相比
，Perhaps a prophet of God
或者是先知
，Or a son of God
或者某个神的儿子。
For this concept is familiar to the people of Caesarea
在该撒利亚呢，这个理论大家都很熟悉。
In their culture, there are many sons and daughters of gods
在他们的文化里有很多各种各样的神和偶像。
But no, the Father above reveals to Peter who Christ really is.
但不是啊，天父向彼得启示主耶稣基督到底是谁。
Peter proclaims, "You are the Messiah, the only Son of the Living God."
彼得说他是弥赛亚，是唯一的永活真神的儿子。
We get the only because of the.
我们说为什么说只是呢？因为是英文单词，这个只是这个单词。
It's not a.
不是一个，是
the，
是只是唯一的。
The only Son of the Living God, not any God, but the Son of the Living God, the Almighty Father.
是唯一永生神的儿子，不是任意一个神，而是永生神，是我们全能的父。
This creed that we're drawing this message from was critical in communicating who Christ was.
这信经对于描述耶稣是谁非常重要。
Each word has been chosen to capture a spiritual truth about who Christ is.
每个词都是精心选出来的，用来捕捉属灵的真相。
Three phrases.
有三节。
If it will work. Can I go to the next one, please? Oop. There it is. Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord.
主耶稣基督是我们天父唯一的儿子。
However,On this matter of only son, there are many who would love to see us simply drop his only son.
而很多人对这个唯一儿子这一句话呢有一些看法。
It's too exclusive.
有些人认为这样说太排外了。
Bordering on arrogance.
这么说也挺自大狂妄的。
Surely we can just say son of God. We don't have to be exclusive.
的确我们可以说神的儿子不用说的那么排外。
But here in that prophetic utterance of Peter, God is at pains to set Jesus apart as different.
彼得说的先知预言呢，神很想让耶稣是独特的。
Not a son, but the son.
不是众多儿子的一个，而是唯一的儿子。
God leaves no wiggle room for us to say, well, maybe there's another way.
上帝没有给我们留下任何的余地，让我们认为还有其他的方式。
Maybe there's another savior.
也许呢，也有一位其他的救主。
Maybe it's just a cultural thing. Perhaps there will be a different savior, leader, king, emperor, Lalban, Tipuna, Komatua, who can bring us into the presence of God.
也许只是一个文化，或者是各种各样的不同的偶像啊、神明啊，带我们去进入一些同在之类的。
And here, as we find constantly throughout Scripture, the Creed reinforces that there is but one way to the Father, through the person of Jesus Christ.
但是经文告诉我们，只有一个方式，一位救主可以带我们亲近神，那就是道成肉身的耶稣基督。
It's interesting. Many people can accept Jesus, but to differing degrees.
有趣的是，很多人接受很多不同的理解。
Most can accept Jesus as an historical figure.
大多数认为呢，耶稣只是历史上的一个人物。
Or a potential example of how to live.
或者就是一个教我们如何生活的榜样。
Good teachings to follow, like Confucius or modern-day Oprah.
或者像那个孔子一样，或者是脱口秀主持人一样。
Some can accept Jesus as their savior, their Messiah.
有一些人接受耶稣作为他们的救主和弥赛亚。
Seeking him out to ease the sense of guilt.
用来摆脱内疚感。
Or regularly praying, asking for his help to meet their everyday needs.
或者呢，每天求耶稣基督满足他们的各种生活需要。
Some can accept Jesus as the Son of God. Fantastic.
有一些人接受主耶稣是神的儿子，这非常棒。
But in and of itself, that is not enough.
但是只这样还是不够的。
For even demons knew who he was.
这一点甚至连魔鬼都知道。
We see this when Jesus cast out a legion of demons.
耶稣赶鬼的时候。
What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Says the demon.
鬼说，至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？
Yet note how the demon, by its very nature, emits the only Son.
你看，这件事连魔鬼都知道。
No, it's this last statement.Of the creedal line that ties all these statements together.
这信经最后一部分是不同的陈述连接在一起。
Collecting our understanding into a cohesive statement, transforming them from what we know to what we believe.
把我们的理解形成一个全面的陈述，把我们所知道的变成我们所信的。
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord.
我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，我们的天父。
Our Lord.
我们的神。
Again, the attitude of Christ reveals his ultimate posture that demands our allegiance.
基督的气势表示了他的地位是需要我们跟他同活。
Philippians 2, verses 9 to 10.
腓立比书二章。
And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above all names.
因此神把他升为至高，并且赐给他超过万名之上的名。
That in the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth.
使天上地下的一切因着耶稣的名都要屈膝。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
This is what is demanded in the fullness of time. This is what is demanded in the fullness of time. Every knee shall bow.
我们都要屈膝，这是很重要的。
And every tongue confess. It's both in action and words.
我口里心里都要承认。
But what a joy to be able to do this now.
如果我们现在做，这是多美好。
To say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
张开的嘴说耶稣就是主。
What a joy it is to say this with your life. Jesus is Lord.
我们如果承认主在我们的生活里是主人，这多么美好。
Now, you might decide to wait till that day in eternity when all knees must bow before him.
你也许想等到进入永恒的那一天，我们再向主耶稣屈膝敬拜。
But Jesus doesn't want you to wait.
但是主耶稣不想让你等。
He invites you Now,
他现在就邀请你
not for his sake,
不是为他的好处
but for yours,
是为你的好处
Life is fuller with Jesus as your Lord.
生命有了主耶稣会更丰满。
We were made to serve him.
神创造我们就是为了主耶稣，服侍主耶稣。
If you're trying to live a life without him,
如果你想过一个没有主耶稣的生活，
you're like someone trying to drink soup with a pair of chopsticks.
你就像一个喝汤用那个不用勺用筷子的人。
Instead of a spoon.
只是代替勺子，用筷子代替勺子。
Oh, you can do it. I've tried it.
也许你会可以做到。
But it'll be messy.
但是你就会很糟糕。
And effectively suck the joy out of the life that Christ desires for you.
体会不到主耶稣给你的甜美。
Jesus laid down his right to power.
主耶稣已经赐下他的权柄。
He laid down his heavenly life.
他放下他属天的生命。
He laid down his earthly life.
也放下属地的生命。
He gave it all.
他把他所有都给了我们。
So that you could have your sin washed away.
所以我们的罪才得以洗净。
He did this so that you could, he could take you on a journey to be fully restored.
所以他可以带我们进入一个生命旅程，重新回到神本来造你的样子。
So you could be the person that he created you to be.
所以你可以回到你原来的样子。
Before we corrupted ourselves.
在我们毁了自己之前。
And he asked no less of you than he has done himself.
他所要求的不比他自己做的少。
He asks you to authority.
他让我们放下自己的权柄。
Your lordship over yourself.
你自己对自己的掌权。
To surrender your perceived perfectiveness.
放下你所谓的完美主义。
Which in effect is our brokenness.
实际上这些是我们的破碎。
To believe in him as your Lord.
相信他就是全能的上帝。
In return.
同时。
He promises to complete the work he has begun in you.
然后他就完成他在你生命中所做的工。
To restore you to what he originally designed you for.
让我们回到最初神造我们时候的样子。
To be in perfect relationship with himself.
和他塑造一个良好的关系。
With the Father.
和天父。
And with the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵。
I'm going to pray.
我现在要祷告。
And the band can come.
可以一起。
And I'm going to ask for you to join me.
我邀请大家一起。
Perhaps this will be the first time that you can pray a prayer like this.
可能你第一次像这样来祷告。
Maybe it will be a reaffirming of what Christ has done and continues to do.
也许你要确认继续接受主耶稣在你生命里做的改变。
And affirming that you will continue to allow Christ to undertake that redeeming work required in your life.
让主耶稣引导我们的生活继续在生命中做悔改的工作。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we want to be able to say, you are our Lord.
上帝，我们想说你是我们的主。
But we recognize to do so requires a revelation from you.
我们知道这样做需要做很多的改变。
Would you do this for me?
你可以为我这样做吗?
Would you come by your spirit and speak truth to me?
你可以对我讲解真理的真相吗?
Lord Jesus, to know who you really are.
主为了知道你到底是谁。
Requires you to speak to me.
请你对我说话。
God, I confess my sins.
上帝，我承认我的罪。
At times I might think I'm perfect.
我之前认为我是完美的。
But deep down, I know that there are things in me that are broken.
但是现在我知道我是破碎的，不完美的。
In fact, for some of us, we look at our lives and we know we are broken.
其实我们都知道我们都是不完美的。
We recognize this is the work of your Holy Spirit speaking to us.
我们意识到这是圣灵的工作。
Whispering, I can make you better.
借着你的工作，我们会变得更好。
Holy Spirit, come work in our lives.
圣灵在我们生命里工作。
Change us into the person you want us to be.
把我们回到原来你所造的样子。
We confess those things in our life that we try to hold on to that we should let go.
我们曾经紧紧握住不放的东西，我现在希望他会按照你的旨意，你可以拿走它。
God, those things that we have let go.
神啊，那些我们想让他拿走，让你拿走的东西。
Would you replace those things with your goodness?
请你用你的恩典来代替他们。
I thank you for your promise that you say, when we invite you to live in our life, you will come and live inside us.
我们感谢你，你说当我们愿意你进入我们生活的时候，你就会与我们同在。
You make our body your home.
你以我们的身体为殿。
Welcome, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们欢迎你。
Lord Jesus, this is something on one level we need to do every day.
上帝，这是我们每天都要做的事情。
We know that as soon as we do this, you've promised to stay with us. We don't have to get a new Jesus every time. You're with us. We know that.
上帝，我知道，当我愿意让你与我同在的时候，你就与我同在。但其实你一直都与我们同在。
But we do need to come to you daily and confess.
我们每天都要在你面前悔改。
When we do, the response is one of deep gratitude.
当我们这样做的时候，我们的罪就得赦免。
Lord Jesus, we're so grateful.
上帝，我们非常感谢你。
And so now we will stand and we will sing, and we will worship you, and we will praise you.
现在我们将要起立赞美你。
We love you because you first loved us.
我们爱你，因为你起先爱了，你首先爱了我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and let's sing.
让我们起立，一起来赞美主。
And if you are one of those people that perhaps has been the first time for you to pray a prayer like that,
如果你是第一次像这样来祷告
if you've come with a friend, talk to them about this.
如果你和朋友一起来，你可以跟朋友讲一下。
Feel free to come and talk to myself or just about anybody around you.
你可以给身边的人都可以来交流你的感受。
God is good.
上帝是好的。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And he has given an amazing family to journey through life with.
他给我们很好的大家庭，让我们一起来享受着恩典。
That family is called the church.
这个家庭叫做教会。
We'd love to journey with you.
我们希望与你一起经历。
Bless you.
上帝爱你。
Why do I tap you?Why do